This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States and South Africa have both reported record daily new coronavirus infections, with U.S. figures surpassing 50,000 cases a day for the first time, underlining the challenges still ahead as nations press to reopen their shaken economies. The U.S. recorded 50,700 new cases, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, as many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. In South Africa Thursday, authorities reported more than 8,000 new cases, a new daily record. The country has the most cases in Africa, with more than 159,000, as it loosens what had been one of the world's strictest lockdowns. Johannesburg is a new hotspot with hundreds of health workers infected, and Gauteng province, which includes Johannesburg, has more than 45,000 confirmed cases. The African continent has more than 405,000 confirmed cases. The World Health Organization, or WHO, meanwhile, says smoking is linked to a higher risk of severe illness and death from the coronavirus in hospitalized patients, although it was unable to specify exactly how much greater those risks might be. In a scientific brief published this week, the UN Health Agency reviewed 34 published studies on the association between smoking and COVID-19, including the probability of infection, hospitalization, severity of disease, and death. WHO noted that smokers represent up to 18% of hospitalized coronavirus patients and that there appeared to be a significant link between whether or not patients smoked and the severity of disease they suffered, the type of hospital interventions required, and patients' risk of dying.